Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Into the kitchen we head, Michael.
I know, and I've been wanting to talk to the chef because it's at that very popular new restaurant in Melbourne, Henry and the Fox.
Love
Welcome
the
to the show, Michael
Thank
Fox.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've had a pretty good career. You've worked with Shannon Bennett in Melbourne and had some extraordinary international experience in England. Tell us about the restaurant there.
So I was working for Raymond Blanc at Le Manoir Quatre Saisons, which is a two-star Michelin French boutique hotel in the countryside of Oxfordshire. Absolutely fantastic experience, 2 years hard graft.
It was well worth it, was it? Because so many chefs, I guess, dream of those sort of roles, but in reality, is it tough?
It is tough. It's massive hours, massive weeks, sleep deprived, but what gets you up in the morning is just that constant urge to keep learning and to keep pushing yourself, I guess.
That's right, and I guess an experience you'll never forget.
Hey, for some of our listeners, what does it mean to have a hat? What's that mean?
I guess what it means is that you're setting a standard in any food scene in any city, wherever you are, whether it be a Michelin hat, a Michelin star or a hat here in Melbourne. I think it's just being able to constantly strive, complete package, basically. Mm. Yeah.
Now, you're one of the lineup of chefs at the exclusive six-course culinary event for Food for Thought for the Stroke Foundation in Melbourne.
Yeah.
On May 24th. Can you lead us into a secret, and what are you going to be cooking?
I'm going to be doing one of my favourite dishes we have on the menu here. It's a rabbit terrine. So basically, I'm taking what is essentially a classical dish and bringing it to 2012, basically. So we'll be doing slow cooking some rabbit and breaking it down and mixing it with sort of classic flavours, Dijon mustard and tarragon and capers, and then rolling that in some hamon, so a nice disc of the terrine, and serving it with sort of all elements rhubarb. So we'll have rhubarb compote, rhubarb jelly, rhubarb salad, and then just some house-made brioche.
Yum.
So very simple dish, but I think it eye appeal, looks great, tastes great, very comforting, but also quite interesting with the rhubarb as well. So I think I'm placed at about a fourth course in, so mine will be sort of the one just before the main course.
I guess is that, with the winter coming and it's getting cooler and we're sort of all turning to comfort food.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us some of your favourite comfort food.
Definitely the beef cheek. I think it's become up and coming cut, I guess. And it's so beautiful. We cook ours for 12 hours here in a nice sort of rich glaze. Also using lamb neck at the moment, which is it just opens up a whole new window winter with the slower cooked meats and your secondary cuts, I guess. So you're saving money on buying some secondary cuts and really putting in the effort to reap the rewards, I guess.
It's amazing how, every few years a new cut, a meat cut sort of comes along, isn't
yeah.
it? You know,
yeah.
and often, growing up, you'd never think you'd be, talking to a lamb neck, things like that. It's amazing.
Yeah, so. I think what started that off was the lamb shank that,
you
pick up from your butcher and you wouldn't pay a cent for it. But these days, it's so expensive. And, there are no cheap cuts of meat anymore. It's just cheaper.
Now, helping support the National Stroke Foundation, have you yourself had anyone suffer a stroke close to you or in your family?
So this is my second year with the Stroke Foundation. Originally got involved because I lost one of my grandmas and grandpas, and also my auntie as well. So something very close to me, and I guess it's not until you start reading some of the facts involved with stroke, it just completely opens up your eyes, and such a big killer.
Well, you're doing a great thing in supporting the foundation, and the dinner in Melbourne is on May 24th, and for more details, go to mindfood.com. Thank you, Michael. It's been great talking with you and having you on today's show.
Thanks very much. It's good to talk to you guys.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.